You're looking weary.
And without realizing it, he reached into his mind and opened the seer talents while raising a hand to grasp Rory's upper arm. The human glanced round at him in fury and was about to speak when the talent flowered. Rory's eyes unfocused and he staggered. Simultaneously, a spike of pain drove down into the right side of his head, a hot needle cutting through his eye socket and the cheek and jaw, then lancing down his neck and into his chest. It blinded him for a moment and reduced all voices to muffled, anxious babble, but the song of Sigrana sounded sweet, surging strong and pure. Another spear of agony burst in his chest, yet it was dulled, blunted, and faded. Chell was on hands and knees, and Rory was half prone, half struggling to disentangle the gun from his robe while suffering jolts of punitive pain. Chell could see how the torment of it made the muscles twist in the human's face. Suddenly, there were shouts and sounds of weapons fire. Then, nearby flashes, streams of bright spikes. A broad shape flew out of the upper darkness and landed with a thud and a chorus of metallic whispers. The humans recoiled, the mech charged, and Chell thought he saw Vashutkin fall back with blood on his face. Chell grabbed a dazed Rory and got him to crawl over to the water-worn culvert that ran along the foot of the ravine. In the confusing darkness, he misjudged its depth and they fell several feet into a shallow, muddy stream. Even as he landed, Chell felt another knot of pain in his gut widen and sharpen as if a ghostly fist were tightening there. But before it could twist and intensify, Sigrana's song smoothed it away to a murmur. Rory, though, was clawing at his chest, moaning. Chell got up unsteadily, noticed Rory's beam pistol lying in the mud, and kicked it off into deeper water before helping him to his feet. They stumbled and splashed along the culvert, ducking when the rock sides became too low to properly conceal them. Fighting was still going on, stuttering bursts of gunfire punctuated by an occasional loud thump. The aim was to cross into Glenstilson Daughter Forest in the hope that some Yuvovo still lived there, some scholars who could help him with Rory. The human was heavy and delirious, a clumsy burden to try and steer across muddy stones and fallen branches. At last, they staggered out of the ravine and into the valley, finding a path away from the steep, rocky notch and the stream water splashing down over slippery stones. The valley was a great gulf of muffling darkness, amid which there was the speckled, glowing mass of the Yuvovo Daughter Forest. The glow of blooms and vines entwined throughout made it look like a strange island afloat in the night. Lit also by Yuvovo lamps laid out in spirals and strings, a beckoning, spectral beauty. They were a dozen paces away when Rory gasped, doubled over, and fell to his knees, clearly in dreadful pain. Chell wasn't feeling much better. Even this close to the Daughter Forest, the pain from the implants was being ratcheted up. Now, Rory was going into convulsions. Chell strove to reach for his talents, thinking to somehow dull the human suffering. But another agonizing wave cut through his innards, making his legs give way beneath him.
"We cannot fail here," he thought. "We are so close."
Hands closed on his arms and legs. Fearing the worst, he began to struggle, but then he heard a voice say in Yuvovo,